This is Catholic Answers Live.
As promised, we have returned with speaker and writer extraordinaire Jason Evert. He's the co-author with Chris Stefanik of a brand new book published just now. It is really fresh. In fact, I think the paper's still warm on it. Catholic Answers book called Raising Pure Teens, 10 Strategies to Protect or Restore Your Teenager's Innocence. And really, this is not just a book for parents who have teens. This is a book for families. As the young child, so the older child. As the older child, so the teen. So this is something that you'd want to have if you have young children, even 4 or 5, that kind of age, to make sure that your mind is fashioned around the commitment to chastity as part of the everyday warp and woof of your life. 1-888-318-7884. That's the toll free number. Jason, the idea of dating has been somewhat supplanted by the idea of hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
A hookup culture arose, I don't know, I'm an old guy now, I forget time, but
yeah,
10 or 20 years ago, the idea, mm-hmm. The saying is, it's just sex.
Yeah.
You know, the Catholic Church is often labeled with the tagline, well, you know, you think sex is dirty. Well, actually, no, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
You're the one who say it's just sex, i.e. demeaning it and dehumanizing it. So how old should people begin to date? What's dating for, that whole thing?
Well, the whole purpose of dating and ultimately courtship is to find a spouse. The whole purpose is to find and discover and discern the sacrament of marriage with one mm-hmm. another. So it should be, and some people say, well, hey, you know, aren't you taking this thing a little bit too seriously? But I find that young people today are almost ready to take it more seriously because many of them have sold out for this idea that, hey, you know, my kisses, it's not a big deal. What's a big deal? It's just hooking up with a guy as long as you both understand it's not a big emotional thing. But then what ends up happening is neither one is satisfied. And I think the core reason why this is happening is you look at our fears. I think young women fear being alone, and they're afraid, well, what if I set the standards too high? No good guy is going to want to end up marrying me. I'm just going to grow old and be alone and live in an apartment with 12 cats and be miserable for the rest of my life. And so because she's afraid of being alone, she might lower those standards and settle for what is less than love. And meanwhile, a man's fear might be committing and giving of himself and really going out there and initiating love with integrity. And you look at where these two fears collide, where the woman's afraid to set the standards high, the man is afraid to commit. The perfect storm of the two of those together is hooking up, where she doesn't expect more out of the man doesn't expect more out of himself, and they both end up becoming slaves of their own weaknesses. And so we've got to get away from this model that so many people have fallen into because it may promise a lot, but nobody's really satisfied with it. And so what we recommend in the book is to teach your kids the whole purpose of dating and at least delay the onset of dating, at least till they're 16 years old or towards the end of high school, because there's really no point of dating in high school anyway. In fact, the happiest high school students I've met in America were the ones who told me, Jason, I don't even see a point of dating in high school. Why should I just commit to this boy and fall in love when I'm a junior and break up with him a year ago from now when I go off to Stanford and he heads off to Boston College? What, we're going to have some long-distance four-year relationship in college?
Like, they try.
Oh, yeah, they do. And the thing is, many of them are starting these long-distance relationships through their Facebook pages and MySpace where they start dating these people they don't know. One kid emailed me this dating relationship problem he's been having. They've been dating for a year and a half, and he wrote me pages and pages of the struggles they've been having in the communication. And then she went to a party, and she talked to that guy, and she knew I didn't feel comfortable, but she still did that. End of the email. And Jason, to make matters worse, I haven't even gotten to meet her yet.
I was going to say, okay. I was thinking, boy, it's become a cyber relationship, but it was a cyber relationship.
They hadn't met yet. They live hundreds of miles from one another, but they've been in an intimate dating relationship for a year and a half now. And so teens need to learn early on, what's the point of entering into these committed relationships? And if they're entering into them without direction or clarity, then they're going to end up pretty wounded when it's all mm-hmm. said and done.